For Iraqi women, the war has changed their lives. Long among the most liberated and visible women in the Middle East, they've disappeared from public life. The lawlessness has kept them home since the end of the war. The rising power of conservative Islam also has kept them off the streets. Some Iraqi women are organizing to make sure they have a place in the new Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
They gather in a hotel ballroom, more than 200 Iraqi women who have never met but have common concerns. They swap stories of kidnappings and car thieves. Many of them have stopped driving or going to work. There are doctors here, professors, professional women and students. In the old regime, they had official equality. It didn't quite work that way. They are here today because in the new Iraq, they want a better deal.
Actually, Saddam gave women rights, but let's say like the society didn't give us our rights. They are treating us as like a second-class citizen, maybe a third-class citizen.
Miriam Bethune is the captain of the women's basketball team at the University of Baghdad.
Oh, yes.
This 23-year-old is in sneakers and jeans, a universal uniform, accepted in Iraq before the war. But as radical Islamic clerics fill the political vacuum in the country, there is increasing pressure, even intimidation, for women to wear the Islamic veil, says Bethune.
I can move around, but sometimes, like, when I go in the street, there are some guys who are shouting, "Hey, cover your hair." I've never heard that before.
The conference opens with a prayer, a normal way to begin a meeting. It is the growing fervor of conservative Islam that worries women fighting for their rights.
I don't know. Like, if it would stay like this, Islamic movements that we are seeing right now, that would be really, really hard. I mean, everybody should wear this scarf, should wear this hijab thing. No.
So it may be surprising that the person who helped organize the first women's conference in Baghdad is a Shia Muslim cleric. 42-year-old Iyad Jamal Adin is dressed in a black turban and long white robes. In his office, he greets Iraqi businessmen. Iyad Jamal has organized more than 1,000 men and women, academics, professionals, who meet once a month. It is more of a talking shop than a political party, but a sign that moderates are emerging. Take, for example, Iyad Jamal's view on Muslim women wearing the hijab, the traditional headscarf.
This is a freedom to be taken by the woman itself, and she will decide whether to wear the hijab or not. The woman is before a woman, she is a human being, and she can decide whatever she wants.
Views not tolerated by Islamic conservatives.
I have many enemies that are against my policies.
So the struggle between moderate and conservative Islam plays out in Iraqi women's lives. At this girls' school in Baghdad, English teachers Dalal Kamal Aboud and Maja Abbas are grading exams. They risk going to work because it is the only paycheck in the family. They say they are tired. Like many Iraqi women, they are tired of the daily struggle to care for their families, tired of clerics who tell them what to wear.
We faced enough, that's why we are now impatient to bear any more difficulties.
And we hope now to have a better one. And circumstances doesn't show that.
Women lost out during a decade of UN sanctions that impoverished the country. Literacy dropped from almost 90% to under 50%. Families favored sons rather than daughters when it came to paying school fees. Where will women stand in the new Iraq? Dalal Kamal isn't sure.
What do we know about new Iraq? What do we know? There's nothing obvious. Nothing is obvious.
Including the role women will play. The American-led administration has encouraged women to be politically active. But until the new Iraqi interim government is named, they have yet to have a voice. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.